Hello, I'm Andrew Kaunitz, professor and associate chair in the OBGYN department, University of Florida College of Medicine in Jacksonville. Today I'd like to discuss new guidance from the North American Menopause Society regarding hormone therapy. This June, NAMS released its 2017 updated position statement regarding hormone therapy, or HT. This document is available at no charge at the NAMS website, menopause.org. A disclosure, I served on the position statement writing group and currently also serve on the NAMS Board of Trustees. A fundamental message this evidence-based statement makes is that systemic HT represents an appropriate choice for symptomatic women in their 50s or within 10 years of the onset of menopause. Although the new document provides detailed guidance for patient groups ranging from early menopause to BRCA mutation carriers, in this video I will focus on its expanded recommendations regarding extended duration HT use. The 2017 NAMS guidance states, and I quote, "Hormone therapy does not need to be routinely discontinued in women aged older than 60 or 65 years and can be considered for continuation beyond age 65 years for persistent vasomotor symptoms, quality of life issues, or prevention of osteoporosis after appropriate evaluation and counseling of benefits and risks." The median duration of bothersome hot flashes is more than 10 years, underscoring that many women who initiate HT soon after the onset of menopause to treat symptoms will face decisions regarding long-term HT use. However, the paucity of published data addressing benefits and risks of such use makes continuation in women older than age 65 controversial. A second indication for extended duration use of systemic HT addresses women, for example, those with a low body mass index, who have outgrown their hot flashes but are at elevated risk for osteoporosis and wish to continue HT to prevent fractures. When HT is continued in older menopausal women solely for osteoporosis prevention, lower than standard doses are appropriate. Examples of lower doses of estrogen include estradiol 0.5 milligram tablets, conjugated equine estrogen 0.3 or 0.45 milligram tablets, and patches releasing 0.014 025 or 0375 milligrams of estradiol. The position statement details that in women with an intact uterus, use of estrogen progestin therapy appears to increase risk of breast cancer. Accordingly, the benefit-risk ratio for extended use estrogen progestin therapy is less favorable than for estrogen-only therapy. The position statement also details that in contrast with oral estrogen, transdermal estradiol may not elevate risk for venous thrombosis or stroke. Because age also represents a risk factor for venous thrombosis and stroke, use of a 0.05 milligram or lower transdermal estrogen may be safer than oral estrogen in older menopausal women. In women using systemic HT for an extended duration, it's important to discuss HT benefits and risks with our patients on an annual basis, focusing on their individual health profile. The final issue I'll address relates to insurance carriers denying coverage for systemic HT in women older than age 65. These letters often cite the Beers list from the American Geriatric Society. The NAMS position statement indicates, I quote, "The Beers criteria recommendation to routinely discontinue systemic HT after age 65 is not supported by data. Viewers may find this statement useful when responding to notices of denial." This updated NAMS statement provides clarification and reassurance for clinicians and menopausal women considering initiation and extended use of HT. Thank you for the privilege of your time. I am Andrew Kaunitz.